season. What are your thoughts after that game?
Man. Did we just let one slip? Yeah. I just feel like, you know, we had a good opportunity coming out of the half to, you know, open the gates and even 6 minutes left in the game. But, you know, man, Boise, they deserve all the credit. You know, they beat us. You know, they made key plays and key buckets down the stretch. And we just couldn't, you know, stop that their one guy.
What were some of the things you guys tried to do or attempted to do to slow them down a little bit?
I mean, we had the same game plan pretty much the whole game. And we were just really betting on him just to miss those tough shots at the rim. But, you know, he's a hell of a player. And, you know, he, you know, stepped up to the challenge and beat us.
Kyle, there's been, you know, some talk this year about the leadership on the team, not a lot of maybe engaged. But what's your take on that? Like, what kind of went wrong this season that was maybe a little different than the years past that you've been here?
I mean, honestly, I don't really want to hear the leadership thing. You know, I've tried, you know, my hardest all year to, you know, become one and really go on my way to, you know, try to do that because that's what, you know, this team needed. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's just, you know, just having a young team. I mean, not too many people play this level and know the seriousness of, you know, of what it takes sometimes, but we'll be all right.
Coons, is there a chance you played your last game for the Utes?
I mean, this whole year I haven't really thought about the NBA, but I mean, you never know, really. You know, I'm still got to get healthy. I've been playing past 20 games on a shredded ankle. I mean, I got to get healthy first before I think about anything. But, you know, now's the time to think about that. But, I mean, I can't really give you an answer right now.
Is it fair to say that you're going to explore your options, though, and look at the NBA?
You know, potentially, probably. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see.
What was you know, your motivation personally in the game and going to the NIT? What were you trying to get out of it, and did you feel pretty strong motivation?
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to, you know, do something special. I mean, I wanted to, you know, get an opportunity to play back in Madison Square Garden. You know, that's just the motivation that, you know, we felt as a team. But, you know, we just got cut short, so.
You know, toward the end, you guys missed, I think, 9 straight shots. A lot of them right around the rim. Was it just sort of maybe a little bit of desperation factoring into some of that, or maybe a little too quick? Or?
Man, we just missed shots, honestly. You know, missed threes. We missed, you know, bunnies at the rim. You know, we had turnovers. You know, there's a fair share of a lot of things that happened for us. But, you know, you got to give the credit to them. You know, they beat us. So, you know, they played a hell of a game, nice game plan, and it worked out for them.